All right, welcome back. I have a special guest here with me, probably my favorite Robbie Williams interview ever. And I had to drag him back. It's been a while since he's been here. Remileku Khalid Safaru. Well, you know him as Reminisce.
Alhaji.
How you doing?
Alhaji. You have to add Alhaji to that.
Alhaji. No vex. Well, very sorry.
It's not easy.
You have ended.
Yes, I've ended.
How's it been, man? It's been a while. Good, you haven't been back here in a minute.
Yes, I haven't.
And we haven't even seen you anywhere in a while. Mm. Thank God for King of Boys. Yeah. At least we know you are around. Yeah, but generally, you've been very low-key. What's going on?
Well, that's how I've been. Sometimes I just want to lay back. I want to sit down. You know, just listen to other people, see what other people are doing, and I'm not just in the mood to create. And you know, I want to try other things out. Say 2021, I ventured into my sports business full time. No. You know, yes, I started my sports agency, started a football show on radio, and then of course King of Boys 2 as well. So I like to, you know, time myself. You know, sometimes yeah. I chill out. Then also my kid started secondary school, which was I had to do school runs for the first time in 11 years. I didn't know what that was like until so that's why I knew that my wife they try, you know. So, you know, so yeah.
Whole child in secondary school?
Yeah, my first kid in secondary school.
Oh wow.
I did try small.
Yeah, do well. Yeah, do well.
So yeah, so I just took you know, basically just took the year off and like
so your plate has been very full.
Very.
I always thought you what do you like interviews?
No, I don't like.
Yeah, because I always felt like you were media sort of that's the impression I have.
I don't like interviews generally, but if I have stuff to say, or if I just think, oh, maybe it's been a while, let me just say something, or I like this platform, I'd like to be there. But say every time you put on the TV, you see me there, I just tell them, go on Instagram or we will email you when we have information. We don't have anything to say now. So I'm not really, you know, I don't like to be misinterpreted. And, you know, that's what goes around these days. Once you say something, you know, they pick that up. And so I just prefer to, you know, just be on my own. And when I have stuff to say, I come out and say.
Let's talk King of Boys, man, because I don't know if I've talked to you since the whole sort of phenomenon happened. Yeah. Yeah. And we've heard too many stories about how you didn't want to do it for a long time. Yeah. You know, take us through that journey, and especially the sequel, where, you know, I mean, you died. Mm-hmm. We thought.
Yeah.
Did you think you were coming back?
Well, when...
What are you contractually
I think I'm allowed to talk about it. When I saw the script at first, and of course, I didn't want to do it. I think everybody knows that I've said that many times. I didn't want to do it. I wasn't sure I could pull it off. Yes, I wasn't sure. And I told Kemi, I said, I don't think I can do this. First day on set, I said, look, I'm going to refund. I can't do this. It was actually my birthday. Yeah. Exactly, my birthday, 2018, and I saw Anshola performing. I'm like, yo, babes, come. I can't do this thing. I'll send you your money tomorrow. Bado is waiting. They're waiting for me at a club already. It's my birthday. They're waiting for me there. People are waiting for me. They want to drink. Let me go and drink. I'll refund you in the morning. And she was like, no, you can't do this. You can't do this. And shout out to her. You know, shout out to Kemi. She's a go-getter. I think she, now I understand that she knew what she wanted and, you know, she went for it. So, when I was like, the character would die, I'm like, okay, I don't care. It's not like I'm going to do this again anymore. And I didn't even know it was going to be that successful anyway. I was just like, whatever. Die. Okay, shoot me. Yeah, quiet, shoot me. That's, then even the last scene, it was terrible. That part where I got shot and all that, I was exhausted. I hadn't slept in like 2 days. Then I think I was about to pass out. And Remy, that's Kemi's younger brother, was like, we have to do 2 months since. I'm like, no, I'm done.
I'm going home now.
So, you know, I got in the car and Remy walked and I was like, bro, please, bro, you've done this already. Let's get this done. I'm like, okay, I have 15 minutes. Let's just do this. And, you know, when the whole thing came out, I didn't even go for the premiere.
I know.
I wasn't sure. I didn't go for it. I was just at home. Kemi sent me passes, sent me everything. I was just at home. I was just like, I'm like, when you do your premiere finish? You know, because I wasn't sure. I was just in my house. I was watching football, actually. I realized, man, you can't lose that day. So I was watching Man, man, you lost that day. So I was just like, I don't know, man, this movie thing. You know, so... Then my wife and my sister, my nieces, you know, went to the cinema. My wife came back and was like, yo, fam, people were clapping when you got to your scene. I'm like, oh, really? Should I go and put that on my Instagram bio now? I was going to. She was like, yeah, people really liked you. They came and was like, you see, I told you, people really like you. I'm like, hey. So I can actually act. She's like, you did well. You know, so I'm like, okay, I'll do a few promo cinema rounds for you just to support and all that. So. Yeah, and of course, one thing it did was, it opened. You know, I think musicians, we tend to be a bit, I don't know if this is the right word, a bit ignorant. Like, we live in our own bubble.
Yep.
You understand? And you don't want to admit that there's another demographic out there who don't even care about music. So King of Boys opened my eyes to that, that there are a lot of people who actually do not care about your music. They just like you for, you know. And I started discovering some actors I didn't even know. 5 million followers on Instagram. Like, I just
saw
this person last month. I mean, who's this guy? You know what I mean? I'm like, ah, who's this guy?
There's a whole other world.
Yeah, like, how is this amount of followers? I don't know him. I don't know her. So, you know, so there's another world out there that, you know, that exists beyond our world. And of course, I feel privileged to, you know, to be able to teleport between those.
Between both.
And now there's football as the third. So I'm trying to do the three most popular things in the world. Only you. Music, movie, only me.
Are you happy with the sequel?
Yes. That was stressful.
Yeah.
It was very stressful. There was a bit of wala with me and Kemi on that as well. Like, there was a point I said I'm not doing anymore. Like, because he was doing NSARS, he was doing the protest. We got caught up on set, and I mean, it was a very emotional period. I remember Nse and Auntie Shola, I think the second day when Lekki won. So, and that was when they were vandalizing the entire place and they were scared. You know, people were like, lock the gates. I'm like, because the other man should be buried. You know, so I remember I would go in the morning and Shola would be crying, like, oh my God, I need to leave this country and go to my kids. My kids told me not to come. I'm like, Auntie, don't worry. You know, then I'll get her food, sit down in her room, stay 4 or 5 hours with her. Then I would have to go to Nse's room as well. I'll go and talk to her, not to be worried. You know, everything will be fine. So I was like the only man amongst them. So I'll go to Anshola, I'll go to Nse, I'll console her, I'll tell her, don't worry, nothing's going to happen. Nobody's going to come here because there was a lot of bug life going on at that point in time. So, but of course, I was there with my boys. I'm like, nothing's going to happen. Even if they come, so I went to, I was like, I tell them,
leave here.
Leave here right now. You know, so yeah, it was, and it was emotional for me as well because, you know, I'm the man of the house in my house. I've got three girls and my wife, and, you know, the house helps. So they were at home alone and I was, you know, on the island, so I was a bit worried, you know, with video call all the time. Are you okay? I heard this is happening. Please lock the gates, lock the doors, you know. And yeah, so, and we had to shoot all through that. Kemi was ill as well. She was just recuperating. And yeah. It was a bit emotional for everybody. It was a bit, so, I mean, there was tension here and there, you know. Sometimes I just say, I'm on, man, I'm done. Yeah. Just leave me. I'm not doing this. And, you know, yeah, but it came out.
Yeah.
I think it came out fine.
Yeah, it did. So you're going to do another one now. Because you are now, I don't know, I mean, there can't be a spoiler at this point. I know you are going to be the third.
Ebuka. You are using style to siphon, to siphon info from me. You are using tactical maneuver.
I've been asking for the game, he doesn't want to tell you. So you're an actor now, right?
I think so. I think
how often do you get approached now to do stuff?
I get approached a lot, but Billy.
You they give them.
Billings Way Road. My man Billy gone. You know, considering where I'm coming from, you know musicians, our mouth is here already.
So what's it give them?
Our mouth don't reach here. So yeah. By the time it does come, they're like, how much is the movie budget? I'm like, oh well, I don't know what's about, you know. So yeah, but beyond fees and all that, you know, sometimes I tend to look at the script. If it's something I want to do. Something I don't want to do. I think I did one apart from KOB that'll be out this year.
Oh, nice.
You know, that one centered around my person, my name, and all that stuff. I like the script. It's kind of tailored, you know, around me. And yeah, and I did that. So yeah, billing, you know, so that
billing is important.
Ah, my man.
You have a child in secondary school now.
I've got three, bro.
Uh-huh.
And so I have to. School fees. I still have expensive. To get my gangster on, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, you know.
Well done, man. Looking forward to the new one you mentioned. Yeah, and of course, congrats on King of Boys and everything.
Thank you.
But you mentioned football a lot now. What's happening there?
Football. Well, huge football fan. We support the same football club.
Yes.
We've been heartbroken for over. I don't know if you're a part of those that supported Ole, but
I don't know who I support anymore.
I don't know.
Let's not say today.
So,
let's focus on Super Eagles for today.
Super Eagles, yeah. So, you know, I always wanted to do football. And so I just sat down, say, December 2020, you know, that I called my guys. I'm like, look, I want to go 100 on this thing now. Let's start up the agency, you know, do it properly, set up properly, register, do all this. And, of course, I picked up my phone, started, you know, contacting people, oh, we do this and this. And yeah.
So you run a football agency now?
Yeah.
Oh,
full time, yeah. Sports, we do ads, do all that. Yeah, proper sports agency. The same way music and advertising, proper sports agency, you know. So got my guys, and through that, I'm like, okay, well, because people don't take musicians serious, you know.
Imagine us in a seminar as the CEO of LR Sports, and we lose you know, so I had to appoint someone, you know, someone that's been really, really close to me and, you know, has been doing a lot of groundwork, you know, for me over the years, and of course, brilliant guy. So I looked for someone that could, you know, handle this, appointed him CEO. You know, we run it together, basically, and, you know, yeah, and it's not been bad now. We've done a lot of stuff with a lot of big names, you know, and, yeah, and I have my own football show on the side.
Okay.
Because I didn't just want to be idle in the whole thing, so I do my football shows Monday evenings, you know, yeah.
On radio.
And where I have the fans calling, so it's an avenue for fans to call in. But we don't do only football. We don't do music. We don't talk about it. We just talk football. Call in, talk, we yab each other, talk to each other in here. You can see, I cut the phone. You understand? So, like that. So, it's fun. You know, and it's just a way of, you know, I tell people, Saturdays in my living room is, we argue all day. So, I just do it on radio. It's not, you know, it's not different. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, yeah. So
are you scouting that. Players as well?
No.
Is that part of the plan?
No. I don't want to do that. I've done that in the past. And I've done that as, I own an amateur football club. So, don't worry. I've done that one. Yeah. Like 6 years. I've done that one. Taking players to Netherlands, Indonesia.
Interesting.
But, you know, Greece, you know, I've done that. I've done that, and it is a one in a million. Yeah. You know,
it's a tough job.
It's a tough job. One breakthrough, one very player. Efficient. You are going to spend a lot of money.
Yeah,
and you get disappointed by a lot of people. So, yeah, you know, yeah.
So, what are your thoughts about Super Eagles?
I think
this tournament. Do you think we're overconfident? The fans,
they're not overconfident.
I'm not talking about the players now. The fans.
I think
everybody's talking about the cup already.
I think Paro. Underutilized this team. You know, I spoke about him a couple of times on my football show. Like, I don't understand what Paro was doing before. You understand? We have a lot of players that... I mean, we have, probably since 94, 96, we have, like, the greatest crop of players. Yeah, we are playing regular football in, you know, standard European clubs, and the performances have been really, really awful. You understand? From formations to selection issues to, you know... And I think Mr. Guava has done a good job so far.
Yeah.
Compact,
optimistic.
Very decisive. No, he doesn't look like he cares about what anybody thinks. He just wants to get it done. And I like him for that.
Feeling confident.
Yeah, we are confident. We should be able to wipe everybody, apart from maybe, say, Cameroon, give us a few. But we should be able to wipe everybody. Everybody looks wipeable, like very, very wipeable. Very, very.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Let's talk music now.
Yeah.
How many albums? Five?
Four albums, one EP. Fifth album in I've said it. Fifth album in 2 months or so, in 60 days.
You heard it here first.
60 days. First single in 3 days.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So the music suffered all this while with all of these things you're doing.
The music hasn't suffered. I mean, I missed all this. I still put out what would probably be one of the biggest rap songs last year, yeah. Omo with Olamide. I didn't even put out a video for it. And I mean, the music cannot suffer. I have what I've been able to do is I have my own fans. I have my own followers. I have loyal people that listen to me. You understand? I'm not trying to battle for demography with other people or with these kids or whatever. No. You understand? I have my own audience. You understand? And I know how
very
to serve.
Very loyal.
You know, very, very, very extremely loyal. So I know how to serve them. I know how to, you know, and of course they've been disturbing me. I promised them an album August last year. But because due to all these things, I had to.
So it's coming out in March.
That school runs. Let me confess with you now. That school runs don't make me release them. But it has been ready. So we are going to go off. In 3 days
with
the
first
one. Next month there's one with Buju, then March there's one with Simi, then the album comes out. That's it. So I've told you people now, let me rest on Instagram, please.
Nice.
Yeah, so you will collect this year a lot of music. I'm in the mood to put out music this year. And you get a concert as well.
What's different about this album?
This album, each of my albums, from, you know, from the artwork to the content, I like my projects to be themed. You know, if you look at my artworks and the music, like, this time I'm talking about fatherhood more. I'm talking about where I am now, you understand? I'm talking about my experiences with people, fair weather friends, you know, how family has, you know, had me rearrange my priorities now, you understand? My priorities have definitely shifted. I'm no longer into cars, or I'm no longer into clothes as I used to be, you know. Right now, you get as it be.
Exactly.
January now, you know, everybody don't roja, you know. You don't roja, so...
The email that they waste time.
You know, so I'm talking about that. And what I don't
or what I don't want to leave out as well is I want to grow, I want my fans to grow along with me. People that have been listening to me for over 10, 12 years, you know, I want them, they're older now, they have kids as well. So I want them to listen to my music and be able to relate, you know, what I'm talking about. Yeah. You understand? Of course, a little bit of, you know, a little bit of here and there, but, you know, the main, the core of,
you know, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of, you know, a little bit of this and that, you know, but where, but where I am now at the moment, you know, I have to make that reflect in my music, you understand? I have to make that reflect because obviously I don't dress the way I used to dress 10 years, 8 years ago. I don't sound the way I used to sound. I don't think the way I used to think. So that has to reflect in my music. Yeah. You know, my music has to grow. You understand? I have to, it has to reflect where I am at the moment. So, yeah, that's it.
What are your thoughts on music here? Because it's 2021 was crazy for Afrobeat.
Yeah.
And Nigerian music as a whole. It looked like everything just started happening.
Yeah.
You know, we got our first Grammy all of a sudden.
Grammy's now up to water. Everybody's going to get it.
Everybody will get it. It's a very exciting time, but it's also puts a lot of pressure on people like you. Does it?
Yeah, me personally, no, it doesn't. You know, I just try to do what I should do, what I can do. You understand? I try to do what I can do. The point is, at every time, at every point in music history, there are people who will be pioneers. You understand? Say for the modern rap game now, you have Rugged Man, Mod 9, and Co. They were pioneers. You understand? For our side of the map, a lot of Ajasa, Olamide, myself. You understand? For the pop stars, Wiz, David. You understand? For the new school kids, you'd have, say, CK. So there's, you know, there are pioneers in every, you understand, every genre. You understand? So, I can't be under pressure. I'm just going to do what I have to do and hope for the best, of course. But you want to up your game as well. And you want to, you know, blend in with this Gen Z. Now, Gen Z get the game now.
Completely.
Because they own the internet, so you can't. I mean, you can't fight them. They own the internet. You understand? You can't fight with Gen. They own the internet. You know what I'm saying? They own the internet. So
on all fronts.
You understand? That their game. You understand? So, of course, you want to align with them. You want to introduce or reintroduce yourself to, you know, that demographic as well. But, you know, while not leaving your core demographic behind. So, yeah, it's just, at the end of the day, this thing is just a bit of balance here and there. You know, like I mentioned about doing movies. You know, it's a new demography now. So people that were not really interested in my music before, since Kill B now will be interested, you know, and I like that. Yeah, so at the end of it, just pull numbers together, add two and two, you know, make fufu, make soup. We're now in an era where, I mean, everybody's okay. Your digital is fine. You're okay. You don't have to be number one. You understand?
Doing okay.
But you're doing really, really okay. You get so, yeah, we're in that era now. And it's also...
Why wouldn't you want to be number one?
I'm not saying I don't want to be. I'm saying you don't have to be.
Okay.
You don't have to be.
Yeah.
You understand? You don't have to be. It's not bad if you aren't. You understand? Of course I want to be. You have to be ambitious.
Yeah.
You have to, of course, you have to remain ambitious. But I'm saying you don't have to be. You understand? You can still make tons of money and you don't have to be number one.
A lot of people think you're probably the best rapper in this country. Do you think you are?
I know I have Lamba. You know, I know, of course, I'm not going to deny. I know, of course, I read that. I know people say that, but, it feels great now. If you think I am, it means I am.
Do you think you are?
A lot of people think I'm sexy. A lot of people think I'm sexy, too. And I tell my people every day that, how can you sleep and wake up in the morning and say reminiscence? If you say reminiscence, oh, well, I'm going to take it with my old chest. It's a W. it feels great to, you know, to do stuff and be recognized, you understand, about being the best. I think that there's so many stuff has to be looked at now. It's no longer like, you know, the Jiga and Nas era. But I mean, it just feels great to me, you know, I'm just okay with being in the conversation. I just want to work hard. My aim here is to come out, and I said on my very first album, I'm here to collect money. You understand? Every other thing is secondary. Me being mentioned as best, that's okay, secondary. But my primary assignment here is to collect the bar.
Last.
I'm not going to lie to you. So collect the bar.
Thank you very much. 2022 looking very good for you. You said a new movie probably coming out this year.
New movie, album.
Yeah. New album, concert, when?
Yeah, end concert, of the year. End of the year, yeah.
Okay.
When would I have?
Maybe KOB
3.
Where do we get your football show on the day?
My football, Mondays. Can I mention where it is? Yeah, Brilla FM, Monday evenings, 8 p.m.
stay tuned. I'm on a lot of banter, a lot of Ebuka will come too. But Ebuka will come when I like to set it up a little bit when I'm an agenda driven man.
Thank you very much, man.
Thank you, Ebuka. Thank you.
And his single drops in 3 days.
Yeah, in 3 days. So look out for 26th, my birthday.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll take a break now and we're right back. Please stay with us.